childhood ruining things for me. I hadn't seen this in over 2 decades.
Who are you going to call? Nostalgia Busters, right?
Your childhood was ruined.
Slimer.
Hold a second. Is Slimer here? Oh, Slimer's childhood was ruined. That's why he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Slimer was like a Casper ghost? And he was like, oh, and then it was cold, and then I went to sleep, and then when I woke up, I was a big, fat, green blob.
No, Slimer was a Casper ghost. He was in really great shape and cute and everything. But then they made they remade his favorite movie with women, and he turned into a green, disgusting monster.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadek. We're talking about an episode of The Real Ghostbusters.
The Real.
That's
Ghostbusters,
right.
Which are, wait, so it's The Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're less real than a live action Ghostbuster. In my book, I know the Ghostbusters are fiction.
Yeah.
Right? But there's flesh and blood human beings portraying them. This is, oh my God, someone with a knife to their back drawn a cartoon. And that's real?
No, you're misunderstanding. As usual, you are misunderstanding what's going on here. There was also a cartoon, man, called Ghostbusters.
Wait, no, there was
Filmation.
Wasn't there a live-action show called Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that cartoon was of that.
And
yeah,
that was really stupid. I remember, I don't know if I saw the cartoon.
There's a gorilla involved. And
I
you know
saw
what, man?
A
cartoons
lot of
with
it.
Gorillas you could fucking keep.
Dude, I've seen a lot of that cartoon. It's really fucking wacky. They go through this like weird contraption to get put in their ghostbusting suits.
Sure.
There's kind of a magic car involved. It's fucking terrible.
Well, it's not like Ghostbuster suits like we know today.
No.
It's like 70s jumpsuits.
Yeah, a lot of like just newspaper raincoat man things.
Because I think that old awesome Mickey Mouse cartoon is also called Ghostbusters.
Isn't it Quackbusters or
something?
No,
that's the Quackbusters was...
I think you're thinking about Steamboat Willie. No.
Quackbusters was
the
weird mid-80s thing that they put out just as a parody of Ghostbusters, which was like, hey, here's some fucking found footage. Go watch it. But there was that awesome one where Mickey...
It's found footage. I like it.
Mickey, Goofy, and...
I have to keep filming! A cartoon's being murdered on camera.
That big red monster is like a Cloverfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Donald Duck, Daffy Duck is just staring in the corner.
The episode in question, by the way, is They Call Me Mr. Slimer. Original air date, September the 18th, 1987.
Can we get into the fucking Slimer thing, everybody?
Oh yeah, that's the most repugnant-ass part of this cartoon, is he's like, he's the guy.
He's the star.
And then there's 4 Ghostbusters, one of which is voiced by Arsenio Hall.
And Steven, you had a bit of trivia. Did you find it in the IMDb
Tribune? I found it in the Wikipedia today.
The Wikipedia today.
I get it every morning. It's in a nice glossy magazine format. No, it's apparently...
It's 70,000 pages.
And it's always wrong. No. Apparently Ernie Hudson is the only actor from the movie to audition for the role of his cartoon character, and he lost out.
Oh.
So Ernie, there's a Ghostbusters cartoon coming out. The Ghostbusters is a huge, phenomenal success. A part of Ernie Hudson was a part of, and he shows up and he's like, "Hey man, that's me. Give me my money. Like,
I'll
hey,
do me.
Yeah, I could do me for. I could do me, Mark. You know what I mean? Like,
but that is insane. Like, why wouldn't they let him just do it?
I feel like one, the finger thing means the money.
Yeah.
Two, I feel like if you have the only original dude,
yeah,
you have to like Winston would be the guy, right?
It'd be Winston and the Ghostbusters,
and they were like, oh, I don't think so.
Oh, we're going in a different direction.
Yeah, we're going to hire the woot, woot, woot guy from late night TV.
Not even that. The guy. Let's get that guy, that funny guy from Coming to America.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Were either of those out yet in 87? I think Coming to America might have been 88.
Oh, I don't know. We might have to check the Tribune. I thought it was out by now. If that's not the case, then where the hell did Arsenio Hall come from?
Magic Johnson House doing cocaine? Because that happened in the 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
It was showtime, baby.
I was so disheartened watching this, man. And by the way, you can find a ton of this show along with the also obnoxious Extreme Ghostbusters on Crackle. So there's something. For all of you people who don't care about Sports Jeopardy, here's another thing on Crackle that you can watch and be disappointed
in. Sports Jeopardy!
Yikes.
Speaking of Jeopardy, the answer to Arsenio Hall was... This was actually kind of his first bigger credit.
Was it really?
Was doing this cartoon. Coming to America came out in 1988.
Oh.
The cartoon, he started on the cartoon in 86.
Wow. Shit.
Yeah, and that was, and his late night talk show, what, this can't be right. Wait, oh wait, I'm looking at actor.
Is the Tribune giving you false information?
No,
is that
I just
possible?
I think hosting a TV show, he might be listed as himself.
Oh, I see. Yes, exactly.
So,
yeah,
all right, let
that.
Me check the bottom rings of Arsenio's
I don't remember the Arsenio Hall. Was Jason his sidekick, Jason Voorhees?
Dude, that is a great, like, 8-minute YouTube video you can look up of this poor talk show host trying his hardest to have a conversation with a guy playing Jason.
That happened on Oprah Winfrey, which I was super excited about when the Ninja Turtles were on. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I watched the only episode of Oprah Winfrey I watched before I was like, you know, whatever age. And it was
when Oprah, you aged out of watching Oprah,
or I think I aged into it actually. But
the
she's like,
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, and then Shredder showed up, but it was a big problem.
Did he kidnap Oprah?
So no. Arsenio Hall's the first iteration of that late night talk show was 1989.
Oh wow, okay, yeah, that's
and,
about right.
And ended in 94. He also had a second iteration from 2013 to 2014.
That was a train wreck.
Which I watched almost every episode.
Oh, bravo.
Dude, that thing was a living nightmare.
It really was.
For everyone involved.
It was the best, because I'm like, whew, man.
Nice. That is a nice shirt, Skoy. It makes you look like a homosexual.
Boo! You suck, McBain!
Oh, maybe it is that you are all homosexual, too. So anyway, this episode, man. This episode, here's the brief, the boiled down,
okay,
compartmentalized.
Is this the Crackle synopsis?
It's the Crackle synopsis. Slimer becomes a bodyguard for a nerd.
How
go
old,
from there.
How old is this kid supposed to be?
I think this
great
is
question.
The animation's awful.
Oh, Meg, honestly, I did not realize it looked this bad.
You forget.
Like, you. Oh, my God, it's trash. I mean, your childhood was trash. So who gives a fuck if
but
it's
But also, Crackle is using this, like, standard def.
Yeah.
I mean, Crackle can barely fucking stream video, man. I don't know. Like, this thing's
That's
owned
why
by
call
Sony.
Crackle.
Yeah, you're right. I think it is, because it's going to be fucking crackling the entire time you're watching it.
Let's name it after the candy bar that nobody likes.
Oh, now let's hold on a second.
Yeah, Crackle's pretty good.
I love Crackles. But that's Crackle with a K.
Yeah, that's true.
That dude in The Lost World loved Crackles.
He did before it was too late. So
he was trying to stream Joe Dirt 2. And he died.
There's another thing you can watch exclusively.
Or like
on
one episode of Seinfeld. They do that weird thing on Crackle where it's like, hey, here's two episodes of Mad About You. Bye.
Yeah, I think that's with Seinfeld at least, that's over with now that Hulu's got them all.
Oh, I
and
see.
And you can just watch it like a human being and enjoy it.
Gotta catch them all.
So Slimer becomes basically the speaking of The Simpsons, sort of, it's the Poochie model with Slimer, because when Slimer's not on screen, all other characters have to be asking, hey, where's Slimer?
Like, there's a part where Janine is like, hey, Dr. Venkman, have you seen Slimer?
It's the B plot of the episode. The A plot is Slimer is his kid's bodyguard. The B plot is, hey, where did Slimer go?
And that is all started because Janine's like, hey, Ghostbusters, you're in the red again this month. And it's like, Venkman decides to, like, turn this and make it Slimer's fault for eating them out of house and home? It's like, no, dude, you pay rent on a full fucking firehouse every month. Let's start there.
Yeah, it's kind of a Donald Trump scheme, right? You know what I mean? Like, find the convenient scapegoat and just point the finger at Slimer.
Yep, until he's pushed right out of that firehouse. Like, you know, so like, then you...
Oh, man, the Ghostbusters filing for Chapter 11.
Totally. I could see it happening. Yeah, and they just blame it on Slimer.
Mm-hmm. Get him out of here. We got to build a wall.
Yeah, I could see the country filing for Chapter 11.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
But so they're like, hey, Slimer, why don't you pull your weight around here? And I'm like, excuse me, Ghostbusters, I think you're talking to a ghost.
You have a weird, tenuous relationship with a ghost. What do you expect from him?
But that's the thing, is like, is it a buddy or is he a dog that you have?
Or is he an employee? Because this seems like he's an employee.
Yeah, it does. That's why, because he's like, you're not pulling your weight. You got to start earning money. And it's like, well, he's... Once you die, you don't have to earn money anymore. That's the great part about death.
Seriously, but, can I finally stop worrying about debt?
Yeah, but he's just like a traitor. Why, he's a traitor to his ghostly brethren.
Yeah, he's chasing him down.
Yeah,
he knows where all the ghost hotspots are. He's giving you tips, isn't he?
I think that's his point, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. He's a real turncoat.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. He's not fit to wear that slime.
He is voiced, of course, by everybody's favorite and the only voice actor ever alive, Frank Welker.
Dude, Welker is all over this episode. There's a scene where Welker's just talking to himself.
Well, he's also doing the voice of Ray, so he's like, hey, Slimer. And it's like,
yeah, Slimer does. It's basically like a ghostly Scooby-Doo.
Sure.
Like how Scooby, like, barely speaks English. That's what we got going on here. But the problem is...
Oh, they're both high all the time?
Oh, man, I wish. Just the Ghostbusters being high as a kite.
That's what Venkman's upset about. Someone's getting into the green, and it's got to be that little fucking ghost. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's why he's glowing green.
Mm-hmm. Slimer, I'm trying to sling this on the streets of Chinatown, and you keep fucking smoking it all, man. What do I keep telling you? Don't get high on your own supply.
Oh, I'm sorry, Garfield.
Hey, Slimer, I got some great weed and a couple of cool VHS tapes from King's because it's before America ruined St. Mark's Place.
Oh, R.I.P.D. Kim's, man.
Yeah, that was a great place.
We got to close down all those video stores.
Get them the fuck out of here.
Whoa. The hookers and then the cool video stores.
Those video stores have no respect for the police department.
You know who's looking?
Those video stores haven't talked about 9/11.
He's kind of looking like Slimer these days. That Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, but he is day by day melting bit by bit.
Someone put him in a containment unit.
Just get him over that trap and fucking push that button, man. Suck him right in.
You know when I was responsible for 9/11? I mean, 9/11.
Oh, they found out.
Happened on his watch, just saying.
On his watch.
I mean, if it was a controlled demolition, I imagine he was looped in.
That's wrong show.
Oh, no, what? This is InfoWars. This is InfoWars.com.
Man, when's that guy going to have a big fat asshole heart attack and die?
Soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, Alex Jones is kind of like Slimer.
He looks a lot like Slimer, too. You're right.
You can barely understand anything.
Catch him in bed with a goblin. Goblin vomit.
Oh, man. Now that no one's listening.
So Slimer's like, man, I'll go get a job, I guess, is what we're watching.
Oh, he's turning tricks on the street.
Oh, dude, that would be great if he's just sucking and fucking to make the rent for the Ghostbusters.
Everybody's talking at me.
Oh. So the plot of this episode is this nerd kid who's presumably in high school.
Presumably.
Yeah, but this drawing looks like... I thought it was Rick Moranis for a second.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think they had Louis Tully in this cartoon.
I did too.
So he's getting bullied.
Yeah, because
relentlessly.
He's got the audacity to buy comic books.
And Slimer, who's now out on the streets trying to make his own way.
However that is. Yeah, however it goes.
Sees a troubled teen.
Yep.
Says, how do I latch on to this situation? And takes a job... being his bodyguard.
Yeah, and Slimer says that it's like, what, $12 for half and half? Is that?
No. AJ is cheaper, though.
Ratso Slimer, man. That's what it is. Oh, yikes. So, yeah, this kid's like, man, I wish I had someone to protect me. And, like, Slimer, while, like, you know, pondering the afterlife's possibilities here, is like...
Of unemployment, I guess?
Yeah, he's, like, floating down the street. And this gang, like, the Jets, are, like, harassing this boy.
Sure.
Exactly right. They snap all his comic books down. And they see this ghost and, like, run off. They see this ghost and they run off. And so he's like, oh, say, I got an idea. I could pay you to be my bodyguard. And I'm like, question, where the fuck are the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
How about that? I tuned into a show called The Real Ghostbusters.
What's this week's case? That's why this show was sort of why I love this show as a kid, for two reasons. One, I get to hang out with my Ghostbusters every week. Two, it gave me action figures that I could play with.
Action figures out the ass from this cartoon.
With incorrect hair coloring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, you know. That just, always bugged
just
me
saying,
as a kid.
Just saying.
As a kid, I was always like, nope.
I was like, why does Egon have this fucking gross rat tail?
I mean, it's also a very flattering rendition of Bill Murray, I'll tell you that much. Bill Murray's never had that much hair.
And not that chiseled chin either. No. Goodness gracious.
Dan Aykroyd's a redhead now.
Yeah, they draw Ray Stantz like a fat Irish cop in this cartoon. I don't get it.
Oh, Slimer.
Move it along now. I'm a Ghostbuster.
So they're nowhere to be found.
They are. And he goes back to this kid's house. They work up a scary visage. He does wind up paying Slimer some money. And
I need to see that negotiation,
by the way.
$20.
But is it like a day? Yeah, is it what's per protection? Mm-hmm. Yeah, per scare? What are we talking about?
Yeah,
all we know is that we got back to the Ghostbusters and they open an envelope and there's like it because the drawing's terrible. We can't tell what the actual currency is, really. Yeah. But it looks to be about four singles in there, covered in slime, so they're useless.
The one question I would always, like, if I'm talking to a ghost, if I get to a good conversation with a friendly, doughy, John Belushi-esque Frank Welker ghost, I'm like, yo, dude, does heaven and hell exist or what? Like, why doesn't anyone ever just, that'd be my first question. Like,
well, it's with all these things, man. No one responds appropriately to seeing a monster.
Well, mm-hmm. And everyone sees a monster. No one in the Ghostbusters verse in any of the movies, I haven't seen the new one, but I presume that you're only seeing the monsters, which confirms that there's only hell.
Oh, I see.
There is no heaven at all.
The movie is all malicious ghosts.
When heaven is full, Steve, the dead will walk the earth.
That's right. That's goddamn right.
Yeah.
Wow, what a dark turn for that new movie.
Well, we're all damned.
We probably won't do an on-screen of the new movie. Andrew saw it. Nobody else did. I want to see it, but I was out of town last week.
We were doing the live show in Rochester. I'm going to see it this coming weekend. Right. Andrew has seen it. Andrew, your two cents.
Yeah, we're going on summer break. The on-screen's not going to happen. I know a lot of people have been asking
about it. My pants are unbuttoned already, man. It's summer. It's senioritis right now.
Oh, I'm doing this episode in a bathing suit. Summer day night. Listen, my wife and I saw it last night. I truly, really liked it. I thought it was really fucking funny. I thought Kate McKinnon, my God, I'm in love with her. She steals the show.
Yeah, she's always been
She steals this movie. I'll say, in every shot that she's in, she's doing something.
That's gone.
You know what I mean? There's never like she's just looking at someone, listening, waiting for her line. Like she's always fucking doing something. And, you know, it's structured exactly like the other two Ghostbusters movies.
Wow, what does that mean it's a Ghostbusters movie?
Wait, hold on a second. Does that mean it's my Ghostbusters movie?
It turns out it's all of our Ghostbusters movies, you know what I mean?
Well, my question is, you saw it last night. How's your childhood doing? Is it okay? Is it still alive? Mm-hmm. Is it dead?
It's okay. My Ghostbusters Blu-ray was right on the shelf where I left it.
It didn't evaporate?
I checked IMDb, dude. Turns out both of those movies are still on the record.
Hold on a second. I thought if you saw this movie, your copies of the old Ghostbusters and your cargo shorts would vanish.
Yeah, it turns out that's totally not true.
There's a rumor going on online that once you watch this movie, you can't digest combos anymore. I think that's what everybody's so upset about.
Actually, the truth of the matter is, Steve, I did get a letter in the mail today. It's now, they traced my credit card. They saw that I bought tickets for Ghostbusters 2016. Mm-hmm. And now...
time to turn in your man card.
No, even worse, dude. It's against the law for me to buy Doritos. Dude, I couldn't believe it. If I'd known, I would have got one last bag in.
Not Cool Ranch.
Yeah, the thing was like, you can eat all that you have in the house because presumably you got a lot stocked up, you fat fuck. But no buying more Doritos. That was the thing.
So it was a fun movie. It was an enjoyable comedy.
Very funny movie. It's cool seeing Ghostbusters from our perspective, being in like the New York comedy community. It's really fucking cool to see a ton of people that we've seen do improv in a basement.
Oh, yeah, man.
Be in a fucking Ghostbusters movie. Like, so many people that are in that cast.
Big Neil Casey fan. Can't wait.
Neil Casey's the bad guy in it. You got an awesome, hilarious Zach Woods cold open. Like,
that's cool. Oh, wow.
There's a lot of good shit going on. The third act is like a little bit whatever. But like, all the cameos from the guys are there. It's, you know, it's cool. You know, I totally... it's not a perfect movie, but like, nothing's perfect, you know?
It's better or worse than that second movie, in retrospect.
It is better than Ghostbusters 2.
It would almost have
I said
to
that
be.
Coming out of the theater. It is Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 16, Ghostbusters 2. No fucking question about that to be had. And you know the awesome thing, and you know, whatever about this, but like, we left the theater, there was a big fucking cardboard standee for Ghostbusters, and there were two parents taking pictures of their two daughters in front of the Ghostbusters thing, and they were going fucking crazy about it. And I was like, see? That's awesome. So, you know what?
Yeah.
Get your combos, stick them up your little fucking butthole, and just get on with your
ooh,
life.
Ooh, I know what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, yeah, a little fucking combo enema. Ooh, pizza burns so good.
Man.
So.
I'm going to chew mine up a little bit first.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
you
know,
combo dust.
I don't want that rough pretzel.
No, I mean, dude, get that surface area spread out a little more.
Yeah, I want to pack as much as I can up there.
Animation Damnation brought to you by Combo Dust Enemas. Stuff one today.
Animation Damnation has been canceled. These bullies get humiliated by Slimer being slightly scary because they also realize that the afterlife exists, which is, you know, it's a lot to handle for bullies.
Oh my God, mortality!
And they just run away. Maron, life is not a flat circle. Holy shit. So whatever, they make a deal with these troll people, and like he's like, hey man, I know my dad told me about this abandoned subway line, which apparently there's just nothing but abandoned subway lines.
Just this city is filled with miles of abandoned subways.
That's right, we gotta fix it. I fixed it all. There's no more.
I got those goddamn critters out of the subway system. Now they're voting Trump.
So,
Chuds are Trump's voting block.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
That's why he almost was on the VP tickets. I could deliver you all the Chuds, 100% of the Chuds.
You want a Chud? I'll get you a Chud.
The Ninja Turtles did 9/11.
The Chuds tried to stop the whole thing. I was there. I was in the abandoned subway station when it happened. Now I'm melting.
So,
I fucking hate that piece of shit.
So these disgusting goblin creatures.
We should say, by the way, like these are monsters.
Yeah,
we
got to get that detail. Corporeal monsters,
indeed.
They're not ghosts. They're not dead things. Even later on, Egon, in one of the few things he's able to say that doesn't say fucking Slimer in it, says, "Oh, these are like akin to trolls and blah blah blah." They're monsters,
and they are so ugly. Oh my lord!
They kind of look like Blanca mixed with whammies.
Yeah, that you nailed it.
I thought they looked like critters, those little toilet monsters.
Oh yeah, I've never
remember
seen
critters.
Any of those movies.
Oh yeah, dude, critters or ghoulies? They're kind of like ghoulies too. Ghoulies 3, ghoulies go to college.
Do
I
you think
believe?
That's why ghoulies hang out? Is they think you're going to be shitting out combos and they're waiting for it?
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing up the Ghoulies franchise because Ghoulies Go to College ruined my childhood.
You're like, these little monsters shouldn't get higher education.
Exactly. I'm a Ghoulies 1 guy.
You know what ruined my childhood? My parents' divorce.
Yeah,
and that was rough. Not so much women being in cartoon movies that I had when I was a baby. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, Steve, guess what? I've got breaking news.
What's that?
Next summer, Eric and I are remaking your parents' divorce.
Not with all women.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yep.
Wait,
all,
what?
All women, Steve's parents getting divorced. It's happening. Summer 2017.
Oh, man, it's going to ruin my childhood.
The wounds are going to be ripped right open.
We'll give you a bag of combos.
So whatever, they hire these
goblin
guys.
Goblin vomit.
They hire these little goblins. Thank you, Alex Jones. And they say, oh, hey, now we got ghosts. They lure this kid to a fucking warehouse, which it seems like this kid's going to get his throat. Like, they're like, oh, hey, we're all friends now. Come on to this warehouse.
Joe Pesci. You're going to finally be a made man.
Yeah, seriously. This guy's like, oh, well, that's great. Hey, Slimer, you hang out over here. But at this point, the Ghostbusters are driving around. They happen upon it.
Also, Slimer, as this kid's bodyguard, has to defend this kid against this troll army.
Right.
And
hold
on a second. Ghostbusters having to defend themselves against a troll army sounds like the internet. But so Slimer makes a bat out of his own flesh, I guess is slime.
Is he like pulling a hunk off of his gut like shaping it?
Yeah, he does. It's disgusting.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting.
So he's like a blobby little Green Lantern creature.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, is he from Oa?
He might be Oa.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds, can you do?
You know what destroyed his childhood was watching his dad explode in a plane crash.
That's true. Hal Jordan's dad did die in a plane crash.
See our previous episode on the Green Lantern for more.
Live episodes coming up this summer, by the way. More of those.
That's right.
Whatever. So basically,
the Ghostbusters, by the way, track them down due to like postage detective work.
Because Slimer like mails the Ghostbusters money so that he can come back.
What the fuck?
And everyone's like, oh, Peter, you fucking scumbag. Now look at this guy. He's turning tricks on the street, giving us a slimy mailed envelope of $5. Great. Lord knows what that little fucking goober had to do for that.
That slime ain't green.
Hey, Egon, is this Slimer's slime or is this his John's?
Oh, yay, a yummy science experiment.
Oh, let's track. They do track it to the whichever post office it's from. And unfortunately, it's from Hunts Point. Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. It'd be funny. There's a lot of prospects at Hunts Point.
The Ghostbusters aren't going to Queens.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, is that the Bronx? There's Bronx, Hunts Point, and there's Hunter's Point.
Hunts Point?
Hunts Point in the Bronx. That's where
where the hookers are. Hunter's Point's got nice microbreweries.
Yeah, a totally different animal.
To get the prostitutes out and the microbreweries in. Keep me relevant.
Talking about fucking Ghostbusters.
I'm just saying we need a temporary ban on Ninja Turtles. I saw them out in Jersey City. They were celebrating
thousands of Ninja Turtles.
God. So whatever. The Ghostbusters come and start lighting these fucking trolls up. And this is the point, though.
Yes.
These dudes would be fucking on fire, right? Like, if you hit a fucking corporeal being with a proton back, it's lighting up, dude.
Totally. You ever put a critter in a microwave? Look out.
I have.
Splat City.
You ever put a combo in a microwave?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Melts it right down.
That might be good to, get it nice and warm when you're shoving it up there.
Dude, the surface area.
Yeah.
So they bust these ghosts. They put them in a trap, which doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Because they're not shown to be... These things have to walk through walls. That's what I need to see. But they don't show that.
No, because they're just little monsters that have been haunting this abandoned subway tunnel.
And they are disgusting, so I'm glad they die. Well, I guess because they weren't dead. They're not ghosts.
No, they're creatures.
So now they got to deal with ghosts now. Oh, great.
Right, now you killed them. Now there's like ghosts.
A possibility of repercussions. Yeah.
Oh, man, troll ghosts?
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
And, everyone's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Slimer. You shot us. The error of our ways.
Or something. And then it just ends with Slimer chasing Venkman down the street.
Yeah, it's like the lesson of the story is don't ask anyone to chip in and shut the fuck up.
Oh, I've learned that lesson hanging out with you fucking scumbags.
Listen, don't ask someone to, like, throw money into your business who's not affiliated with the fucking business. Yeah,
he's like, I'm not a fucking partner.
It's not like he's got a bedroom. Like, he's just, he's a ghost. He's haunting the office.
I never understood, how was anyone paying Janine? And everyone, that's always a question with Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters are always fucking ass backwards into fucking rent and all this shit. And then you have a firehouse that has nuclear power powering it.
Yes. Right, but it was... before I cleaned up New York, so it was dirt cheap.
Oh yeah, you could do that in Dinkins, New York.
That's right, dude. Yeah, dude, a downtown Chinatown firehouse. Fucking forget it.
And I guarantee she was temp to perm, man.
Oh right, yeah. We'll see how this goes, Janine. Let's get through the first movie.
That is one of the greatest long cons in history.
Temp to perm.
Yeah, someone hires you as temp to perm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. Hope you don't ever have to see a doctor in your life.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Oh, big time. This is the longest 20 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it feels like an hour and a half.
And I just felt like a jerk being a little kid loving this thing. You know what I mean? Like, really. But I mean, I aged out of it, A, and B, I never liked Slimer on this show.
Yeah.
Slimer's got like two great gags in those first Ghostbusters movies. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm sure he's in the new one. I'm sure he's got fucking tits because they all got to have tits in that movie, right?
They very, I thought, cleverly tie this Slimer to the fact that the original one was joked around to be the ghost of John Belushi.
I'm sure it's great.
Through a very funny Animal House reference.
Well, I did not like this episode.
Okay.
I did not like seeing it again. Actually, as a kid, I was not even that into this show.
Mm-hmm.
I would sometimes watch it. I would sometimes not watch it. I was kind of put off by the fact that these weren't my Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so even back then, you were flying that flag, huh?
Yeah, but the cure to it is just, if you don't, like, I wasn't protesting it. I just didn't watch it.
Turned out that was a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
There you go.
I was all in on these cartoons, man. Every fucking toy that came out, I had it. Mm-hmm. I had the Firehouse playset.
Oh, the Firehouse was the best thing in the world.
Jesus Christ.
God. See, that's the thing is, if I got some toys, I might have been into it.
Yeah. I mean, I was obsessed with it. I will say that, you know, the point of AD is always finding, like, the episodes that don't fit the norm. Like, yeah. The thing that sucks is I have to put up with Crackle. But, like, I do... I'm curious, like, if I get, like, an actual Ghostbusters episode...
It's true.
I'm sure it's still terrible, but it's probably not this terrible.
Because I like the Ghostbusters in it, you know?
Well, eventually it became... Didn't they call it, like, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters?
They did, yeah. Which
that's when you just got to fucking tune right out,
mm-hmm.
You know? But, like, if you go to, like, the first... I don't know, 20 episodes maybe,
mm-hmm.
See what's going on. I seem to remember an episode where they do go to, like, Transylvania and battle Dracula.
I love the one where they go inside the containment unit, or I remember the one when they go inside the containment
That's
unit.
The one I want to find on Crackle, see what the deal is there.
That needs a tall glass of water.
I am not. I don't know if all of them are on Crackle, so just be aware.
Yeah.
Tread lightly.
Don't worry, it's interacting with Crackle. I'm prepared to be let down. That's Animation Damnation on The Real Ghostbusters. The episode was They Call Me Mr. Slimer. Yikes. From September the 18th, 1987. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out whmpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.